But we have Kayla Kozak with us, who is a Park Falls gal and is running around the country with the Westminster Dog Show and other stuff. And she's nice enough to join us to share her story this morning. Kayla, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for taking time to join us. I think our listeners here are very anxious to hear your story once they saw some of the social media posts, Kayla. So talk a little bit about, now you're a Park Falls gal, right? Am I right on that?
I sure am. Yes.
Okay, yes. All right. Grow up, graduated here, or what? Give us the history of your family here in Park Falls.
Yeah, born and raised in Park Falls. My dad is from the Phillips area and been in Park Falls my whole life, other than when I left for college and some career time down in Milwaukee. But I'm back in the area now so that I can campaign Smokey, like you said, all over the country. So
yeah. You've been traveling. So how long have you been traveling to the dog shows and doing this part of your life, Kayla?
Well, my mom started before I was born, and the joke is that when I was probably 3 or 4, Dad said, all right, you got to take one of these kids with you if you want to keep going. So I started joining her and walked into the ring the first time when I was just shy of 5 years old.
Really?
I've never stopped.
So did your mom travel to a lot of the big shows like you go to, or what was that like being a 5-year-old kid at those shows?
Yeah, I think originally we stayed pretty close to home. There's quite a few shows, you know, in the Midwest. There's dog shows every weekend of the year, except for the last two, as you get close to Christmas and whatnot. I remember in junior high school, we did a couple trips, to Wyoming and to Westminster. I think the first time when she went the first time when I was like 10, but she didn't do a ton of traveling until we really started getting more serious as I got older. And then this is the first, Smokey is the first dog that we really heavily campaigned, as we call it, at this level. So this past year is pretty unprecedented for our family. And I mean, I don't even want to tell you how many thousands of miles and thousands of dollars have been spent. So.
Well, getting back to your youth, I'm always curious to see what makes people take things from their youth and continue it into your adulthood. What are one or two things that stand out from being that young and being involved in these shows? Was it the success that your mom saw, or was it just the fun of the event, or memory wise and emotion wise, what link is that for you there?
Well, I have a lot of aunties in the sport. So what really stands out to me is just the community that I grew up with, and all of the ladies who we traveled with or set up with or shared hotels with that really became like family. So that was a big part of it. And then, I mean, I love traveling. I love reading a map. I mean, it was always funny because, you know, you had to attend school, right? You couldn't skip school, but my teachers always seemed to be a little lenient when it was for a dog show because it was teaching me just so much about even basics like reading a map and talking with adults and learning to communicate properly and just the respect that you really have to have for the animal and all of the people that you're with. I mean, you know, walking into a show ring is it can be really intimidating, but you're in there with these very respected elderly, you know, sometimes elderly, I guess I shouldn't say that, but older individuals and you have to be respectful. And so it really taught me a lot. And again, gave me that community that I just grew up with and love so much.
And it's got to be quite a jump to go from what you did as a youth to now going to the Westminster, doing the creme de la creme, the Cadillac of dog shows. What led you to that transition of wanting you? Was it success at regional events that led you to that? Or was it just kind of wanting to maybe take it to another level?
So when I was a kid, I showed in junior showmanship, and you have to qualify by winning, at the time it was like 8 best juniors in a year to be able to be invited to participate. And so as a kid, that was like always the goal, to be invited to show at Westminster and as a junior handler. And so when I did reach that accomplishment. My mom, you know, made sure that I was able to go. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it is the creme de la creme. I mean, you being in the sport, you know how important it is. And it's just always been that pursuit of, you know, having that top winning dog and, you know, anybody can enter and anybody can go, but to be competitive and to be recognized by your peers for having such an exceptional specimen is really a whole new kind of game. That's been a lot of fun.
Talk about the first time that you went to one of the big shows, the Westminster's and stuff like that. There's always things in your mind that you expect it to be. What was it the first time you went? Was it more than you thought? Was it less than you thought? Or what was that first experience like at the big dance?
So my first time, it was held at Madison Square Garden from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. And since then, it's changed a little bit, but I mean, just walking into that venue, there's nothing that can prepare you for that. The electricity and just, I mean, wall to wall people. It is such an event.
Stadium is probably full or close to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So Madison Square Garden full as you walk out, as you and Smokey walk out from Park Falls, Wisconsin into the jam packed Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, so that was this will be the first year that he gets to experience that. So because of COVID, it hasn't been at the Garden, and we have to win Best of Breed. We start at the Javits Center, which is also a huge, and I'm sure it'll be packed and it'll be incredible. But assuming he is lucky enough to win Best of Breed, then he gets to go into the Madison Square Garden in the evening, and I just can't wait to see how he handles it because he's such an incredible show dog and it's so electrifying. I think he's just going to put on the performance of a lifetime. So I'm excited.
Well, and you've had recent success. Talk about that, winning Best of Breed and such. I saw some social media posts. So you've had some real recent success, haven't you?
Yeah. So he has won Best of Breed at Westminster 3 times. This will be our 4th year attending with him. But last year we actually just got the year-end stats last week. And so he finished the year as he's 22 in the country against all sporting dogs. So that's Golden Retrievers, Cocker Spaniels, Pointers. It's every sporting dog that shows in America, which there's, you know, thousands. He was number 22 and ahead of us, every single one of those, it'll be packed and it'll be incredible. But assuming he is lucky enough to win Best of Breed, then he gets to go into the Madison Square Garden in the evening. I just can't wait to see how he handles it because he's such an incredible show dog and it's so electrifying. I think he's just going to put on the performance of a lifetime. So I'm excited.
Well, and you've had recent success. Talk about that, winning Best of Breed and such. I saw some social media posts. So you've had some real recent success, haven't you?
Yeah, so he has won Best of Breed at Westminster 3 times. This will be our 4th year attending with him. But last year, we actually just got the year-end stats last week. And so he finished the year as he's 22 in the country against all sporting dogs. So that's Golden Retrievers, Cocker Spaniels, Pointers. It's every sporting dog that shows in America, which there's, you know, thousands. He was number 22 and ahead of us, every single one of those has millionaire backers and professional handlers. So we really were one of the only breeder owner handlers, you know, on our shoestring budget, just going out there and giving it our all. So that's been incredible. And then he also did win his first Best in show. So we talk about winning Best of Breed. That means he's the best American Water Spaniel, but he actually won his first Best in show last year, defeating, you know, of every breed of all 220 some breeds of dogs and the hundreds of dogs in competition. He was selected as the best on that day. Incredible.
So when you talk about Smokey performing and doing well, what does that mean to the average person who has a dog at home? How do you prepare your dog for that? And what What are some of the things that you're hoping that Smokey will or won't do on the big stage, I guess, that gets you points or points deducted?
Yeah, so we show in confirmation, which means that they are being judged against a written standard that talks about, you know, the length of the muzzle and the proportion of the forearms to the top line. And so there's a written standard that tells the judges what the best specimen should look like. And so going in the ring, we're not doing the agility jump course. He's not jumping through hoops or anything like that. But what makes Smokey special is that any dog who knows how to heel on a leash can go into a show ring and be shown. But to really be set apart from the rest, they have to have a little bit of extra charisma and a little bit of charm and sparkle, as we call it. And he just has that in spades. These big events, though, they're televised and they have cameras all over the place. Yeah, they have cameras up on booms. So it's like you want them to be electric and excited and happy, but not too excited, right? They've got to maintain their composure. They've got to make sure they're not scared of the camera.
You're expecting your dog to be better than you, right?
Yes,
because you're distracted by
so.
You're expecting your dog to not be distracted by everything that you are, right?
Exactly. My hands will be shaking, but he'll be steady. So
so when you got Smokey as a young dog, at what point did you think, okay, this dog is special, just has the ability to be trained, to do everything at a show that is necessary to win? At what point in the stage did you see that?
So I whelped him. I whelped his litter. So he was born into my hands. And there was, I think, four boys in the litter. And to be perfectly honest, he was not my standout. And my mom came down to visit when they were 8 weeks old. That's when we do the evaluation. And it took her 10 seconds, if that, to identify that he was the one. And I was just like, okay, you've been doing it longer than me, if that's what you think. So then he actually went and lived with her for the first year of his life. And just watching him mature every week, it was like, oh, wow, she really was right. Yeah, he's really something. But it wasn't until he walked in the show ring as like a six, I think he was like maybe 7 months old. And he acted like he had done it his whole life. I mean, he owned the ring. We had people coming up to us that, you know, had seen him and they were like, oh my gosh, this is an incredible dog. So, I mean, it really, it's kind of a fun story because I'm not going to lie. It wasn't like this, the moment he was born, but I have held him since his first breath, and my mom, with all of her wisdom, is who saw that he really was the one. So
we see the dogs all at their best, of course, in the shows on TV. And going to a lot of these shows, I'm sure you've probably seen some things or seen dogs maybe lose it here and there. What stands out in your mind in a situation where you saw maybe a dog or a handler just lose it?
Well, like the probably most embarrassing thing is if a dog has to go to the bathroom in the ring. And so there are times where that's happened even on camera. And I mean, Smokey's very first time on camera, he did react to the very large cameras, but luckily he recovered so quickly. Nobody even noticed other than myself. But yeah, I mean, there's sometimes crazy stories where a dog gets scared and maybe, you know, growls or tries to bite a judge, but that's an automatic disqualification and it really doesn't happen very often. But
a handler ever tried to bite a judge or
probably?
I'm sure you've run
maybe
into
after hours.
I'm sure you mentioned the $1 million, you know, and people, the investments. I'm sure you've run into some interesting personalities.
Oh, yes.
Without going into specifics, there are a few out there that are hootie tooties and such, I'm sure, that have been very interesting for you to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. And especially when you're sitting in that stands at Westminster, I mean, everybody who's anybody is there. And we've met all sorts of interesting people. And I think, you know, a lot of people know Martha Stewart likes to attend the shows. So we didn't meet her, but she was close enough that I could smell her perfume. It smelled very expensive. So yeah, it's always a trip.
So I've always wanted to ask this to someone like you, who's, because my wife and I watch these shows a lot of people do. They get very good ratings on TV. Are you offended by the movie Best in Show, or do you giggle at the movie Best in Show?
It's a little bit of both. It's honestly scary how accurate it is. They really did some research, and there's like, I can identify who some of the people are that they, you know, are making fun of. So it's a little bit of both. It's a hard pill to swallow.
So you have one coming up here very shortly, right? Yes. So what's the next big one here? The Westminster show, right?
Yeah, Westminster we leave on February 8th. We just bought our plane tickets. Smokey's driving out with a friend of ours because unfortunately it's really hard to fly dogs these days. Okay. So not very many people that I trust to do that. But we've got a very close friend that's going to be driving him out, and we fly out, and we'll be there before him. So we'll, scoop him up as soon as they get into the city. And nothing else planned before then. We finished the year at the biggest dog show in the country. Over 5,000 dogs compete in Florida every year. And then we made an agreement to ourselves that we weren't going to do any shows until the garden. So that's the plan.
All right. So people can hopefully look for that. You have to win what your class, I think, to get on the main broadcast and the TV, right?
Exactly. There's 5 American Water Spaniels competing on February 11th. So we walk in the ring at 11 a.m. Hopefully he's crowned the victor, and then we'll advance to the garden that evening.
So once you establish yourself like you have, is there a tendency, is there a pattern where judges, because of your reputation and the precedence, that sometimes you might have a little bit of an advantage because of your recent success?
Yes, absolutely. It sometimes can backfire. There's always judges out there who like to, you know, think that they're a trendsetter, or, you know, want to make a point of not putting up the top winning dog. I mean, we have magazines in the industry that people pay hundreds of dollars every week, every month to advertise in. So there's ways to kind of game the system and get ahead. We will be competing under a judge that has awarded him before. So we like to think that we have a little bit of a leg up on the competition, but it's also so important to just stay grounded and not get ahead of ourselves. And, you know, every day is a new day. We always say the judge is judging the dog on that day, and there's no guarantees. Yeah. So
the next achievement, I would guess, would be to win the Best in Show, right? To win the whole thing, right?
Oh, that would be incredible. We would be happy to just, you know, we call it making the cut. They always make a short list in the group. And the lady who's doing the group is a fan of his. So it would be an absolute honor, and it'd be incredible. I won't even go so far as to dream of Best in Show at Westminster, but hey, miracles happen. So
yes. Can people follow you on Facebook and follow Smokey on Facebook, Kayla?
Absolutely. So he is on Facebook as Smokey, the American Water Spaniel. And I try to keep that up to date and post his wins and his funny videos and celebratory cake and all of that. So definitely follow him and follow our journey.
Maybe at some point, if you make a broadcast, we can get you wear like an old school Park Falls Cardinal hat or something on there to represent Park Falls. Kayla, it's been very fun to talk with you, and maybe we'll revisit again down the line. And
I know win, right?
Yeah, I know local folks are very excited to hear from you and about your venture. So what a great trip it has been. I would guess that it could end right now, and you would still feel blessed at everything you've been able to do, right?
100%.
Yeah, well, Kayla, thank you so much for taking time to join us, and we'll talk again down the line and updates on you and Smokey. So good luck to you at the Westminster show that week of February 8th.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Kayla Kozak, she is a Park Falls girl and a family right here in the area, in Phillips area. and she's going to be on the Westminster Dog Show. It's the week of February 8th. I think the broadcast is probably later that week or that weekend. You can Google it on your YouTube TV or whatever you got. We thank her, and it would be nice to have Smokey on, but that would have probably not worked on the radio. But go to Kayla Kozak, Smokey, or their Facebook page for to follow and all their adventures out to New York.